And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Fiona Gregan. Good morning, Chief Fiona.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Fiona, you're talking to us there from Dogs Trust, and there's an event coming up called Santa Paws. Before we talk a little bit about that, will you tell us the work you do within Dogs Trust?
Mm-hmm. Dogs Trust is a rehoming centre. We're based in Ashburn on the old Finglas Road, and we rehome stray and abandoned dogs. So we're the largest dog welfare charity in Ireland. We try and rehome over 1,000 dogs a year to help these homeless and stray and abandoned dogs find their new homes. It's our main priority. We have lots of different events and campaigns that we run throughout the year, and I manage the education department within Dogs Trust.
And how does the rehoming work? If people are interested in welcoming a dog into the family, how do they go about it?
Well, the only day that we're closed is Tuesday, so every other day that we're open between 12 and 4, and people can come up and have, there's no appointment needed, just have a wander around the centre. All of our dogs are assessed by our training behaviour advisors, so we find out what family would be most suitable for that dog, what they like, what they dislike, what their needs and requirements are. And likewise, when the families come up, we get them to fill out a little questionnaire so we can find out a little bit about their family and if they work, if they have children, if they have pets at home. And then we have to match up the right dog with the right family, which is so important because not every dog suits every family. And unfortunately, when people are possibly buying dogs online, you know, they might not get the right dog for them, and then so many dogs end up homeless or abandoned. So it's so important to do that research and get some advice and make sure that you're getting a suitable dog for your lifestyle in your home.
And do you actually go out to the homes to look at where the dogs are going to?
We do. We ask for a 100-year donation. We are a charity, so the money that comes towards us for every adoption of every dog will help look after the dogs in our care until they find their forever homes. And when someone comes up and they're interested in a dog and they feel they've found a suitable match, we do send a canine carer out to have a look. Now, it's not intrusive. It's just to make sure there's a safe and secure environment and to see where the dog would be staying, to make sure that the garden's suitable, and to make sure there's security there, especially if it's people that are rehoming from a farm, you know, it's, which happens often, which is super, but we just have to make sure there's a safe and secure environment for the dog to go to. So it's a quick home check, and then if people do pass that, often they do, and they come along to Dogs Trust and pick up their lovely new dog that will be part of their family. And each dog that goes home to their family gets 6 weeks insurance and 6 weeks food and a collar and a league. And we have our pre and post adoption advisors that will always be there to give you advice if you have a Dogs Trust dog. If you are getting into any issues, you'll always have that support there. We want to keep that dog in that home forever. Now you do have to get your own vet, but you will always have advice and support from Dogs Trust if you're having any issues.
And do you have time to, I suppose, change your mind if it's not working out for either you or the dog? Do you have that option to give the dog back to Dogs Trust?
Well, that's not something that we would really like people to do. We have that pre and post adoption advisor set up there to try and make sure that if there are any problems encountered, that we will work through with the family to try and make sure it, we work through those issues and try and get past those so that dog will be in that family. And also, like I talked for the rest of its life, also like I talked about prior to that, was the matching process.
Yeah,
we are very careful
family,
about doing
yeah.
that to make sure the right dog is going to the right family. Because we have to remember at the end of the day, these are sentient beings, and you know, if people are taking them and it's not working out, bringing them back, and it is very stressful for the dog. So we do as much as we can in our control that we can try and stop that from happening.
Yeah, and Fiona, if people are listening today, they don't really want to adopt a dog, but can they sponsor a dog?
Sponsoring a dog and fostering a dog, indeed, we do both of those. So if people are interested in helping, and we have lots of families that currently foster dogs, because sometimes dogs just don't settle into the environment of Dogs Trust. It can be quite stressful. There's, you know, over 200 dogs in the centre, and some dogs just don't really work well in that environment, so they need to be fostered out, or they might need that little bit of additional care. So yes, we do take fosterers, and we're very grateful for the work that they do for us. And also sponsoring a dog, which is a lovely Christmas present as well, because obviously our slogan, A Dog Is For Life, not just for Christmas. We don't want people to be getting puppies and doggies as Christmas presents. And, you know, they are a lot of work. And so if people are big dog lovers and are thinking about doing something along the lines of gifts and sponsoring a dog, is a super option to do, that you're supporting that dog that's in our care until it finds its forever home.
And it's, as we said, it's coming up to that time of the year again, Christmas, and most children want puppies. And, you know, what advice can you give to parents out there? You know, as I always say to people, when I got my dog, you know, I have him, oh God, I think 12, 13 years now, and he's getting old, and he's part of the family. It can't be, if you're having a dog, and it has to be a dog that's part of your family. I mean, it's a long time, animal that's going to be involved. He's part of the family, so it's a long time. It's not a short time, so usually it's a long time anyway. So, you know, think hard about, I suppose, before getting a dog. So what tips would you give people if they are listening in today and thinking of getting a dog for Christmas?
It is a long-term commitment that people have to remember. Like you said, it can be 13 plus years on average that a dog is going to be in our families for. So that's a huge commitment from lots of different perspectives. From time, we need to make sure that we have enough time to walk our dogs and feed our dogs twice a day. We're all really busy working and going on holidays and making sure that we have that care in place and we're not available. Obviously, a dog can't stay at home all day either, so we have to make sure that we have somebody that can pop in and take care of it, or our working hours can help around that. Thinking about the cost of the dog, it's really expensive to look after a dog, so we have to make sure that we have enough money, and insurance is so vital as well if we get a dog, and to insure it if anything does happen, because it can get very expensive, especially as dogs get older, they might run into a few problems as well. And making sure that we have enough space. You know, puppies aren't going to stay small forever, so doing that research beforehand, making sure we're getting the right dog. And every different breeds of dogs have different levels of activity. Some are very boisterous and excitable and need lots of exercise, and some of them are, you know, not quite as exercise driven. So looking at the breed of the dogs and its needs, making sure we're getting the right dog for us, and size is really important. How big is that puppy going to grow? Is it going to be suitable for our house, or do we have an apartment? Making sure that we're getting the right dog. So looking into the cost of the dog, the size of the dog, the time in looking after the dog, and our own lifestyles. Can we really fit this into our lifestyles? You know, do we have a lot going on? Is it something that we're going to be able to manage? So just thinking ahead and doing a bit of research into our own circumstances as well as the breed of the dog is so important, and not just judging a dog based on its looks. You know, not every dog is a family, so it's really important to do that research.
And they don't stay puppies forever either. You know, these cute little puppies do grow old as well, and you know, they're part of your family, and it can be a great addition to the family. But then, as you said, there's time, money and everything else you have to take into consideration. So tell us a little bit about Santa Paws that's coming up.
Santa Paws is a really exciting event that we run annually. So this year it's on Saturday the 8th of December, so not too far away. It's a two-hour event from 10:30 to 12:30. And it's in the Dogs Trust Rehoming Centre in Finglas, like I said, on the old Ashburn Road. So this event, we have our little elf, so our guests come along and we do a workshop with them all about safety at Christmas. It is a really busy time of year, and if we have doggies, we have to really think about how we can bring them into the festivities, but in a safe way as well, that they're going to be happy and not too overwhelmed. So we do a little bit of an educational workshop with our little elves that come along. It's suitable for children that are aged between 6 and 12 because of the activities that we do in the event. And we also have a really fun activity that we get the children to fill up stockings for the dogs that are in our care, because they are going to be in our care, that they have a fun Christmas as well, and they have love and attention. So it's really lovely that our little elves can fill up a stocking. They'll get a dog assigned to them, and they can make sure and know when they leave that that doggy is going to be getting that stocking on Christmas Day, which is really lovely. We also have a poster competition. A dog is for life, not just for Christmas, like I talked about earlier, is our slogan. So the children to make some posters to represent that. And we have a jumper competition, so the children can come in their best Christmas jumpers, and we have a competition as well to see who's got the best Christmas jumper. We also get a magical VIP tour of the Dogs Trust Centre, so to the areas that not all the public would get to go to, so they get to see all behind the scenes as well. And there's lots of treats and sweets that we'll get throughout the event, and most importantly, they're going to meet Big Man himself. Santa is going to come down and pay us a little visit and take some time out of his busy schedule. So every family will get a photo with Santa and a little present from Santa as well, hopefully. So tickets are €10 per person, or if a family wants to come for the children, it's €10. If a family wants to come, it's €35 for a family ticket. But that's for a maximum of 4 people. And if people are really busy and they can't make the whole 2-hour event, then Santa is staying for a little while, just a drop in for 1 to 2 people can come along and €5 to meet Santa and get that photo and a present. And if they are coming to the drop-in, they don't need to book, but if they're coming to the event that I've just talked about, you need to get some tickets because there's limited places. So on www.learnwithdogstrust.ie is where they would go. And once they're into that website, there's a little tab called What's Happening. So if they click on that, they'll be able to book some tickets for Santa Claus. So Saturday the 8th of December from 10:30 to 12:30. Lots of fun and festivities on that day.
Oh, great. And just give that web address out again one more time.
So it's learnwithdogstrust.ie. So it's 10:30 to 12:30 on Saturday the 8th of December.
It's a great idea to have for kids and to visit the centre. There. So you're saying this is the third year you're doing this?
Oh no, we've been doing it for about 6 years now.
Oh, have you?
So we do it annually, yeah.
Great, and I'm sure it's a big success and it probably does sell out quick enough.
It always sells out, yeah. It sells out way before its time. And it's lovely because they get to see the dogs in the centre and make them instructions, but also learn a little bit about responsible dog ownership that we've been talking about as well. You know, we do an educational workshop as well, so it's a good time of year to be thinking about responsibilities as well and not to be getting those dogs as Christmas presents.
Exactly. Dog is not just for Christmas, it's for life. And get on early enough to the website to book your tickets if you want to go along, because we're coming up to December in the next couple of days. It's hard to believe, but listen, keep up the great work you do there in Dogs Trust.
Thanks very much.
We'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks a million, Fiona, for speaking to us this morning on Lifeline.
Thank you, no problem.
Okay,
thanks for having us on.
No
Have a good Christmas. Take
you
care.
Too.
Bye.
Bye bye.